Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday the 22nd of April, and I'm recording at 10:04 p.m., and that's British Summer Time, of course. Now, it's an interesting day here today, not least in Asia, where stock markets were quite strong. Particularly the Philippines, which surged, I think, nearly 2.5% to new all-time highs. And Indonesia is also steady right near its highs. It's been there for the last few days, and it's just testing this psychological round of phobia 5,000 level for the JCI index. Japan had some big gains in here again today. And this took all of the Japanese indices to new highs for the year. And that's as the Japanese yen remains near its lows. Now, for instance, taking it against the US dollar, quoting it inversely, the dollar has just been up and backing off that 100 yen level this month. Now, China, which you might recall, had a big upward dynamic on Friday on the mainland China index, and it did not get upside follow through here today. It was a quiet day, but only a very, very minor little decline in here, so I'd still be inclined to give the upside the benefit of the doubt, and it may indicate that we've seen the low during this overall corrective phase. Another interesting story is that India's banks have been really quite strong. That's a good, healthy sign, and somewhat of a surprise because there's been some fairly mixed to worrying news coming out of the Indian stock market. But we like markets where banks are clearly leading. We like markets generally against that background, and equally, we are wary of markets where banks, particularly when our markets have had a good run, and then the banks actually start to underperform. Okay, moving on to Europe. Now, this remains a softer region for reasons that are obviously well known and have been frequently discussed. But what's interesting is that Italy's FTSE MIB index, now that has steadied, it's been steady this month above previous support near the 15,000 level. It's tested it a couple of times and seen upward dynamics off that level. Now it's currently trading just a little bit above the 16,000 level, and the March highs are just above that point. Now, Italy had sort of one of those staircase step sequence ranging declines that we refer to from time to time. And so if we get a little more strength in Italy, it will be breaking that progression of lower rally highs. In other words, moving above the March range highs. Now, Wall Street shook off some early weakness here to close with the S&P up nearly 0.5%, taking it up to 1,562.5. The NASDAQ was even stronger. Canada, Mexico, and Brazil all rose in here today. So where does that leave us as far as stock markets are concerned generally? Well, since the end of January, we've been saying that global stock markets, after the terrific rallies that we saw from those November lows that carried well into the new year, right on through January and beyond for a number of them, but that most stock markets were beginning to give way at the start of February to a reaction and consolidation phase. And our view, we were hopeful that that would be a normal correction in line with a bull market. And when you look at the trends for most stock markets around the world, there clearly has been an overall upward trend since the either 2008 or early 2009 lows, whichever were lower. And so far, the technical action that we have seen, certainly as far as the stronger markets are concerned, is very consistent with a consolidation, a bull market, just sort of ranging consolidation overall. And that would apply to a number of the Asian markets, and it would also apply to the United States. And of course, Japan's been the powerhouse. At least in yen terms, well, actually, in other currencies as well, given the extent of the move that we've actually seen in here in recent months. Now, there are soft spots. Some of the commodity producers, some of the European markets have clearly seen corrections overall. But the key point here is that the fact that we have not had markets all moving in the same direction, as was often the case a few years ago, is a good sign here overall. Also, there are plenty of cautious warnings about the stock market, and one can either worry about those or be mildly encouraged by them. In the contrary thinking department, when you get a lot of cautious statements about stock markets, that tells you that a lot of people are not buying and are almost certainly underinvested overall. Now, moving on to bond futures. They're quietly steady overall, and that's indicating some nervousness about slow GDP growth generally. And bonds have had a good rally in the last couple of months, but most of those long-dated government bond prices remain range-bound overall. And 31 years and counting, well, that's long in the tooth for a bull market, as you know. Currencies, quietly dull, which is very reassuring overall. They're mostly range-bound, but of course the Japanese yen remains the weak one, and that's a predicted and intended and controlled devaluation, taking the yen from what had been the strongest currency in the world to one of the well, to the weakest over the last few months. Now, in the commodities sector, precious metals, we definitely saw some short covering and no doubt also some buying. Again, in response to that climactic selling of just over a week ago. And gold is up 22 and a half in here today, still trading after hours, and that's taken it back to 1426 and a little bit of change. Palladium also a little bit firmer, back up to nearly 683. Platinum, $10 higher at 1434, and silver was up, and as soon as I find it, it's 42 cents at 23.43. Now, industrial metals, in contrast, are mixed overall, and they've been certainly underperformers in the commodity sector, as have grains and beans and rough rice. Now, prices remain soft. Remember, we had pretty good crops in the South American region where some of these are grown. And but the big story here really has been the cold weather, but that's not the important point. But it's been the amount of snow that had actually occurred, and now rainfall in the Great Plains region, and even extending into Texas, which had been the real drought area problem. So that has Certainly removed the drought fears, which were looking potentially alarming a couple of months ago, only a couple of months ago. But of course, it's going to be a late planting season. So really, this does require that we not only have the weather warm up sufficiently so that farmers can actually plant those fields, and also that they dry out enough so that they can move tractors around in them quite easily. And then one hopes for a normal growing season, and we need a would need to see for the United States and also in Europe, we'd need to see a relatively mild early autumn at least. So that those crops could mature as one would hope. But after 3 years of very difficult weather conditions so far, we're getting a break this year. And long may that last. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.